XS, y'all fit. Who's what's going on? It's your boy, I'm Yusuf, and welcome back to my Lomis Life. XS, y'all fit. Who's what's going on? It's my Lomis YouTube. We're back with a brand. Yeah, this is Malumis Mike, yeah. Where we are empowering the youth, man. You guys know we've revamped. Last week we had Salome and Lebohang. The previous week we had Kamolaka, YouTubers in the entrepreneurial space. I decided to call my brother King Omar.
Yo, finally. Yeah.
The mighty king himself. Yeah. I think Omar and I have been actually like speaking and just collabing. Not collabing, speaking, collabing on his channel.
Yeah.
But it's the first time it actually comes through properly, not in a vlog on my channel.
Yeah.
Actually. So I'm sure this is extra special. So I got a bio for him. Because you guys know I always, you know, do these podcasts with people that I know. Because I want the podcast interviews to be nice and genuine. A lot of the time it's like, how did you start? You know, how did you grow? Nah, I want to connect with them and really get to know him. So let's go into your intro. I'm gonna read it.
Alright.
So I wrote this literally like 5 minutes ago. Like 30 seconds. But it says, King Omar is a digital influencer and definitely an industry leader within his niche. KO has over 230K subs on his main channel, over 50K subs on his vlog channel, and over 100K followers on Instagram. He's a content creator I've been following for some time now, which is basically years, and I love his ability to trend, stay consistent, and elevate in the space. His content, you guys might not know this now, but his content has birthed many content creators in South Africa, especially in the black YouTube space. And he's created many jobs, hiring editors, videographers, and promoting multiple fashion brands, helping them keep alive and keeping sales flowing in. Within all of this, I've seen KO's passion towards his religion and keeping it close to him at all times. We've traveled together, we've done a lot together, and I always see how he keeps religion at the back of his head. So in this episode, we're going to be real and speak on his journey and definitely give him his flowers, because I really believe in giving, you know, content creators that are doing it their flowers now, you know, before it's too late.
Yeah. I might just need to steal that intro, eh? Send it to the brand. That's who I am, by the way.
Yeah, so to make start off light, bro, if you were a character in a movie or TV show, who would you be?
A character, even like a series or anything.
Yeah,
like that.
Anything, yeah.
I think I'd be, I forgot his name, Spencer James.
Spencer James.
From All American.
Okay.
If you watch All American.
Yeah,
series.
I see it. So explain Spencer James. What is he?
So Spencer James is basically a hood hero in some sense. So yeah. Like it's he obviously grew up in the hood and everything, and he became this big football player,
okay,
and everything. And then he moved obviously out of the hood in the suburbs and stuff, and still just basically carrying the flag of his area,
yeah,
on his back while he's doing whatever he's doing in his career.
And I see why you say that, because like from watching KO, like from his area, he is literally probably the biggest YouTuber. One of the biggest entrepreneurs from his area, and he's literally moved so many people from his hood with him. Like everywhere KO goes, you see his boys are there, he's empowering his friends, and he's teaching people and inspiring people within his space. So I can see why.
Yeah.
Why you're Spencer. Bro, how did we actually meet, dog? I think we met, I remember the first time we met, I think I hit you up, like the very first time, because I know we had exchanged in the past maybe. But the first time I was like, yo, bro, let me pull through 20 of your shoots. Cause you were like, you were killing it.
Actually,
remember, yeah, you were killing it.
It was like a Smash Your Pass video, and then you're like, yeah, you pulled up, and you pulled up, I think you pulled up with your sister.
Yeah, I pulled up with my sister. Yes.
Yeah, and you're because
I was hella shy, bro. Because like people think I'm like this person who's just like high energy. I'm a very mellow bro. I'm a very chill person.
Yeah, well, not anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah, now
I used to be like that.
Now I'm a bit rah-rah.
Yeah.
But like I was like, yo, bro, KO was someone in the space who's absolutely killing it. Like he was trending all over all social media platforms, and I had seen him like just kill it and be consistent. So I was like, no man, I want to see this guy's creative process. So I said, bro, can I please come to your shoots? Went to the shoot and it was dope, bro. Like his ability to man and control so many people is really good. Like it's not an easy skill.
Yeah
it's not an easy skill sometimes. Yeah, and then we've traveled a lot too. I know we've been to Limpopo, we've been to Cape Town. Botswana. Yeah. Question to you, has traveling always been a part of like your goals growing up?
Yo, definitely. Like I always look like with me, like with everything that I do, I don't want it to ever be I'm stuck in a specific place or location. I just want it to be like every time you'll never know where I am.
Yeah.
Just pop up, this guy's in Kenya. You know?
Yeah.
So something like that.
And then how do you just be careful touching the mic now, because it makes the sound. And then now how do you actually, because I know with you, you're always hitting a lot of us to travel. Like I've been on multiple trips with you.
Yeah.
And you're always bringing up a bunch of YouTubers. When you're traveling, what's your plan? Like, what's your goal? And you can even use the Cape Town trip where we had myself, you, Go, Zile, when like we first went on a proper trip.
My goal necessarily when it comes to traveling is like, I don't like being in a comfortable situation.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know when you're comfortable, you're just chilling, you're relaxing and stuff like that, you get lazy and stuff like that. With me, like, I like to be in a situation where, like, oh no, like, okay, we're in another city, we have to, like, you know, so we have to work. You know what I'm saying? And also, like, with being in Joburg and stuff like that, sometimes we get big heads and it gets to us because, like, dog, everyone knows us, everything is easy that side. Like, it's like, dog, you don't really work or you see your full potential. Now you come to another city and it's just like you walk in the streets and it's like not the same as Joburg. Well, now it's okay, maybe it's a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But there's still like that thing of like you're not used to where you are right now.
You're not the biggest dog in
that
area.
Now you feel like an underdog. Now you feel like that hunger, like, okay, shit, now I actually want to be the biggest dog in Cape Town.
Yeah.
Now, you know what I'm saying? So just to have that drive and also to like just connect with people and be one space like away from like home, you know?
Yeah.
And just see how people are.
Definitely. Take me through that trip that you guys did. I think I was a part of it as well. So yeah. We had Ghost, we had Khunse, we had Zile. I don't think I knew many people on that trip.
Yeah,
I think I only knew you and I knew Dineo Dube. And then you pretty much planned it and invited all of us. How was the planning? What were you thinking? Like, what was the point of bringing all those YouTubers in one space?
Bro, like, in my mind, I was just like, yo, bro, like, we done, like, especially for that year, I feel like, okay, cool, that year we pushed a lot and stuff like that, so I was like, okay, cool, like, we deserve a vacation. So initially, I was supposed to just go alone, but I was like, going to Cape Town alone is going to be, it's going to be dope, but it's not the same thing. I was like, okay, cool, what is my long-term goal? What do I actually want?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I said, I always wanted, like, a group of YouTubers in a house, like, always, like, doing stuff.
Moving together.
You know what I'm saying? Just like a YouTube group, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, cool. Let's start working on that. So I hit up some of the YouTubers like, yo, bro, I'm planning on Cape Town. What you guys think? Are you guys down to go? And at that time, it was like a thing of like, it didn't look like it's impossible. Everyone was like, yeah, let's do it. Like,
yeah, I remember everyone saying yes quite fast.
Yeah.
How many people said no, actually?
So many,
you know?
So many, especially the...
That means I was the second pick, third pick. I was part of the third draft.
No.
The truth is coming out.
not necessarily, but to a point you were, actually. Like, with Tato, is like... the reason why I never hit you up first, I just never thought you'd ever want to go on a trip with us.
Yeah, let's touch on that actually, because I know you guys struggled to actually collab with the older gen YouTubers.
Yeah.
And how was that? Yeah.
So like, when I hit up everybody, like whatever, and then when I did that thing, I was hitting up everybody. So like, some more YouTubers coming up in the game. I was like, oh, cool, let's hit up people around me. So I know that, cool, it's an easier yes. When I hit you up, I was like, yo, I'm basically shooting in the dark, hoping you catch something. You know what I'm saying? And then Tato's like, oh no, dope, I'll do it, but like. Online that day, I was so shocked. I was like, like, you didn't even think of like, no, I'm gonna be busy. Da, da, da. So, okay, no, I'll make a plan. I just have to check, da, 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 but I'll do it. It's like a thing of like, you're willing to do it, like, you're down.
Definitely.
So I was like, that was really dope. And I was like, nah, it's gonna be a good trip.
Yeah.
The minute you confirmed, everything else went in line.
Yeah. I think it also stems from the people we watch. I mean, like, recently we've seen Prime launch in South Africa. It was crazy. I saw even the video drinking Prime.
Yeah.
And I think we just watched the same people, bro. Like,
yeah.
We grew up on Logan Paul, we grew up on Jake Paul, and Jake had Team 10.
Yeah.
And we literally watched, to be a successful YouTuber, you need to be a part of a team.
Yeah.
Who would you say is like your team right now? I know you don't have a constant team of people that you always with, like, you know, like a Team 10 or a Beta House. But who would you say is your circle on YouTube and people that you're constantly collaborating with?
There's a lot of YouTubers that I collaborate with initially. But, like, lately, obviously, it always changes up and about.
Yeah.
But, like, I just know, like, that YouTube trip people.
Yeah.
Everyone that was on the YouTube trip for Cape Town the first time. Those are people, like, you can call anytime and shoot a video with.
And that's who was it? Who was involved?
There was Ghost was there. Just Daddy G was there. Zilla was there. You were there. Dineo Dube was there, Mama Jess was there, Geek was there, Kings Luke was there, and Chami Wami was there. That was a full squad.
That was a full squad.
Nine of us. Yeah.
And then we had people coming in and out, like from Cape Town. I can say pulled through the one time.
Yeah. Teddy was there. Teddy's our tour guide for Cape Town.
Literally. You guys don't know who Teddy is. He's the minister of Cape Town. Salutes to the minister right now. He's giving me his colors.
Yeah.
Bro, tell me, how else did Jake and Logan influence you? If you guys don't know Jake and Logan, like, Jake and Logan are basically YouTubers, they're brothers. And they are basically industry leaders in American YouTube. Like, they're the ones that started on Vine, they moved to vlogging, they did their daily vlogs. Like, they both have podcasts now, they're in the YouTuber boxing, they've influenced the way we create. But I'm so curious as to where they've influenced the way you create and what you've picked up from them.
With Logan Paul and Jake Paul, like, they both, like, two different, but at the same time, they're the same.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So, like, with them, what I really picked up, especially from Logan Paul, is, like, a very business side of him, like his merch, his, all those things he did, like all those things, like you'll see, like low key, we're trying to do the same thing. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then when it comes to Jake Paul, it was more of like the crazy stuff he used to do in the videos. Like he wouldn't care about anything in the video. As long as the video does well, he's trying to do it. You know what I'm saying? So even the way he built the whole of Team 10, his connection, his group, all of those type of things that he did, and being able to like, okay, cool, I have a YouTube group or whatever. If you want to really blow up, come chill with us for like 2-3 weeks and stuff like that, and you're going to get to that level.
Yeah.
Or a certain level. Like, you're not going to be the same after leaving this house type of thing.
Yeah.
And just watching that is something that obviously most people really want. Okay, I don't know what most, but like with me personally, that's what I want to build as a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Like a space where like if you around these people, you will be successful YouTuber.
No matter what. Yeah. And I think you know, Kay and I speak about this so much. I think we can actually do it.
Yeah.
So if you're a YouTuber who feels like they're killing it and they feel like they have drive, you see some similarities within my content or Kay's content, like definitely comment down below, because we've been headhunting. We've been trying to find people who we can basically stay with for like 3 months to, you know, an extended period if it works out. So if you're a YouTuber who's fresh, who's got, even if you're not fresh, even if you've been doing it for some time,
hit us up. Just have the drive, eh?
Have the drive, and then we can definitely do
it. And people always ask, like, yo, bro, who would you collaborate with? Can I get a collab? All those other things. Like, genuinely, the only time I actually collaborate with someone is if I see they're consistent.
Yeah.
And like, they're like serious about what they do. Yeah. Don't hit me up if you want to hit a collab if you have like 2 or 3 videos on your channel. And like, you dropped like last year, one this year, you know, like I'm not gonna take you serious. But if you're like someone that's like, okay, cool, maybe for like a month or a month and a half, you dropped every single week and it was actually videos you put time, effort into, I'll definitely work with you.
It's happened to it now.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Tell us about your journey of entrepreneurship, man. I know that like you're a YouTuber and we see, you know, you've done the merch and everything, but I don't think you started making money as a YouTuber. When was the first year or time where you felt like, nah, I want more money? And when did you, what did you do to try and get more money?
I mean, like with me, I made so much money, like whenever, like it was even to a point where like I knew even if the YouTube shit don't work out and stuff like that, I was gonna be still making money.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because like back then, I remember the first time I ever made money, I used to work for my uncle somewhere in the store. That was like probably grade 8 or something. That's the first time I ever made money in my life. So but it was just a normal job and stuff. Like I used to like work like, what do we used to do? Like fix, what's that thing called? Chairs. Like actually couches and stuff like that. Like the putting the whole, it's a whole long process. But yeah, that's what I used to do. Like this was around grade 8 or something like that.
Yeah.
Like that's what I used to do like during December holidays. But when I actually started like hustling, like, you know, there's a difference between making money and there's a difference and between hustling. Yeah. You know? So when I started hustling was when durags came to fashion.
Okay.
I used to sell durags.
Oh, shit, okay.
I used to be one of the biggest durag suppliers in the East.
What?
Yeah. To that level.
That's crazy.
And if I like, we used to sell durags 300 to like 500 a durag.
A durag.
And durags right now are 30 rand. Just to show you guys the level that we used to like sell it.
And how many sales were you guys doing like in a month?
Yo, like I remember we, like a month, what? We used to sell like at least 12, 13, 14 durags in a week, bro.
Yeah.
Easy.
And that's like 3 clips bro, like, per durag.
Bro, and bro, like some people like, because obviously it's a trend, like it's very hot right now.
Yeah, it's hot.
Some people will even spend 500-600 and, oh, I want this specific color. Can you make it specifically just for me? And obviously, like, dog, I don't want to mention, okay, I can't actually mention the prices, bro. Like the cost that we used to make those durags were nothing close to that thing. Like I 100 rand, I could make like 3 or 4 durags.
Yo,
with 100 rand.
And then one durag is, yo,
300 minimum.
So your cost price like 25 rand, maybe, bro, 20 rand per durag.
Because obviously we used to make bulk. So like I remember we used to spend 600, we used to get like about like 10 to 15 to like nearly 20 durags.
Yeah.
And sometimes extra used to just come out of nowhere, because obviously because we made it out of material. So you buy material.
You used
to buy the material, go to a tailor, give it to a tailor, and we gave a tailor like one durag, like actually we bought from like somewhere else. This is what we want with this material.
Oh,
and
damn.
We kept doing that.
So now, what drove you guys to actually, you know, doing that?
Well, so what happened was, in my school, I used to wear durags. So it was one time I came to school with a durag. It's obviously, you know, kind of like wear durags in school.
Yeah.
But I wore a durag to school. I came to school with a durag and everyone was like, yo, where did you get durag? Where did you get durag? Yo, can I get durag? You know what I'm saying? And at that time, it was very trending because like everybody in the whole of like America,
South Africa,
everyone wanted durag. It was wave time.
It was wave time.
To a point where like, don't look for these pictures. Like, there's even the whole YouTube, I mean, the whole crew on at school, we all used to have durags, and we actually had a squad named Rag Boys.
We're just making money from the rags.
Bro.
How can you not, bro?
Dog, like, literally, our squad name was Rag Boys, and we used to wear durags the whole day at school. It's to a point where even the school teachers didn't complain about us wearing durags.
Yeah.
Everybody in my squad had waves. Every single one.
If you didn't have waves, you couldn't be a part of the squad.
Bro, like, dog, we had, bro, like, we did, because that was business promo, basically.
Yeah.
Check out the durag. Hey, you want to get durag?
And the dope thing about you is that your hair, like, your hair doesn't look like, you know, the normal black person's hair. So now I was like, okay, cool, if she didn't look like this.
So now everybody thought, okay, the durags are the reason my hair's like that. Talk about business is booming.
That's crazy. How long did it last for? Did it last for like a couple of weeks, last for a couple of months?
No, we actually ran it like, not the whole year, but maybe, I think we started like a second term, but we did it until like, until the end of the year.
Yeah.
So it was like in grade 10, we did it till the end of the year, it was dope. But then I feel like with the only issue, because like we could have ran it still for 2 years. I feel like for the only reason, there was two issues with that business. It's like we were not used to that type of money.
Yeah, so how were you guys even spending that money?
Nothing. Bro, eating lunch, it's breaking me single day. Bro, like what do you mean, dog? Making sure that anybody, we had a talk shop, bro. Oh, you need something. We got it. You know what I'm saying, bro? The ladies, bro, bro, we are so lit, bro. Like, no one needs to buy lunch, bro. We used to pay for little lunch, bro.
No more scum tea.
Bro, like.
Tell moms that there's scum tea. Nah, keep that.
Even today, you buy, what's the thing? We used to buy pies. And then you're like, I don't want this pie flavor. You just give it away to someone else. You go buy something else. What do you mean, bro? We turned, bro. We lit.
That's crazy. So, now, how was the adjustment actually from when you guys stopped making the money? Because obviously, now you're saying you stopped making the money around December. Yeah. How was it like from, like, now Jan, Feb?
No, because the thing about it is like, we never knew how to spend the money, so it never really affected us to think, it didn't feel like we had money.
Oh, okay, yeah, it was just like we can do things now.
It's the thing of like, you see like last year, like when I thought about it, like after a year, I was like, damn, we're making like, each of us used to get like 1,000, 2,000 a week.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking about it like, dog, like that's like 4K a month, and it's just like,
from selling durags.
And we spend them like we're not making money, bro. This is like, I think this is grade 10. Yeah, grade 10.
That's crazy. You guys are like 15, 16.
Yeah, bro. And it's like, at that time, we didn't think like, shit, this could go far or whatever. Yeah. We didn't think
You didn't think about branding it, nothing. Scaling it.
And it's not like it was expensive to make.
Yeah.
Like, we could like stock that thing up.
You guys could have actually like distributed drugs in Africa if you guys knew about it.
Start making combs and everything.
Damn. You know what I'm saying? Starting the whey cream.
I think in grade 11, end of grade 11, that's when it clocked. Like, damn, we could have done this.
Yeah.
And at that time, we were still selling, but it's like, the obviously business number boom because we didn't like pay attention to it. We didn't care about it no more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because like, I think we stopped for like 4 or 5 months at this point. And then after we're like, okay, let's try it again. Like now, you know when the business ideas start clocking in when you're broke?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm broke now. What am I going to do?
What's
next? The Durex actually did well. This is what you used to do. And it's like, let's start it again. And then like, it's never going to be the same because like, you don't have the same drive. And also it's like, you're now fighting for something.
Yeah.
Now, first you used to do it because like you enjoyed doing it, and you actually want to be dope at it, and you just want to make sales. Now it's like, dog, you're trying to beat yourself.
Yeah.
And you're like, ah, when you don't do it, like failing again, you feel like you're giving up. You know what I'm saying? It's just that type of thing. So
yeah,
but it was really dope. Good times, eh?
Damn, that's tough. That's crazy. I'm trying to think about my first time making money. I think for me, it was just I used to play marimba, bro. So I used to go play marimba at weddings. I think I always used to do services. I never touched products. Yeah.
That's dope.
Trying to think about that. All right, cool. Tell us about your YouTube journey. Because now, obviously, you're speaking about, you know, doing the durags in grade 10. You started YouTube in which grade?
Grade 9.
Damn, so you were doing the durags. First you said YouTube, but you said the durags.
Bro, you were so tough.
Then how was the journey for you? When did you actually feel like you popped, bro? Because I know you didn't grade 9.
Mm.
Yeah, when did you feel like you popped? Which grade were you
to be honest, we felt like we got that shit a lot when we were in high school.
Yeah.
Like, in high school, I thought, like, shit. Like, cause also at the same time, it's like, bro, you're in your school now, you're in grade 9, and like all the matrics are like messing with you. Like, the matrics are watching your videos, they fuck with you and all that. Bro, like, to be honest, we were probably getting 200-300 views like at the time, bro. Like, we barely got nothing. But like, it's like, dog, you go into school, everyone is like, you want to drop in the next video? What are you doing? Yeah. I want to be in a public interview, all those type of things.
Yeah.
Which mode you guys are hitting, you know? And that time, we should probably drop like once every 2 weeks or 3 weeks. You know, it was like nothing was like set or serious or anything about it. Yeah. So at that time, we felt like we had so much power because we even used to go to like all these schools and not schools like malls and stuff like that. Some people notice us. Oh, hey, dada, I know you from
public.
You know what I'm saying? This time, we're in grade 9, grade 10.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Although we made 0.0 rand from doing all of this, we didn't, at this time, we didn't even know you could actually make money. I think we only found out in grade 11 that, okay, shit, you can make money from the YouTube as a platform. We thought, I know YouTubers get money because they obviously famous and they get paid to do shit. You know, to like go out, like go to parties. That's what was our thought. But now in grade 11, I was like, no, actually, you make money from the actual platform. I was like, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know? And then we pushed that. Grade 9 was dope. Grade 10 was dope. Matric was like the dopest years ever. Like, Matric.
How many subs were you on there, Matric?
We hit 1,000 subscribers only in Matric.
Yeah, I remember also, even with me, when I had 2K subs, it was crazy. I made a song and everything.
Bro, like, I have a video, bro. Like, dog, this video is going to expose, I don't know how many of your favorite YouTubers, dog. Like, Bo Adiola, Jen, bro, all of them. Congratulations for 1,000 subscribers. We know you get, yo, bro. You know,
so, you're the guy. Dog, you're the guy. Sick,
dog. And that year, the same year, like, one of my videos did well. I think we had, like, 10K views. That was the year.
Just mimic easy for you so you can, because you're speaking this way. Because I'm also,
That was the year that we brought Nessie C to our school.
Damn, so you guys brought Nessie to your school?
What? I brought Nessie to my school, bro. Like, I messaged, I had, like, the thing is, I was working.
Bro, you're selling Durag.
Bro, dog, I was promoting for Iverson Tour in grade 11, guys. You guys gotta stop playing with me, dog.
Are you working with Nessie now, actually?
Yeah, I'm part of the Iverson Army now, officially.
So does he know, does he remember what you guys did back in the day?
All of that.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? The first time I ever met Nessie was me bringing him to my school. So I was doing the Iverson Tour promotions and all of that. And then after that, the first year was actually grade 10, I think. He was doing when I was in grade 10. Yeah. And then he's like, no, when I was in grade 11, he was doing it first. I was like, okay, cool, we're going to bring you to your school, blah, blah, whoop, this. But then they never managed to do it. Yeah. I was so pissed. I was like, yo, if we brought Nessie C in grade 11, bro, we're going to be those so guys. Turned, bro. Because like, the thing is, we're not even in matric.
Yeah.
So it's like, bro, the grade 11s are doing it. You know what I'm saying? We'll be so late. But then after that, in matric, oh my god, the years mixed up. I don't know. But like, then in matric, we actually brought him to the actual school.
Dope.
So like now, at that time, I already worked with them in the first Iverson, the second year Iverson. They're like, oh, we're doing school tours again and everything. Do you want us to come to your school? We're like, no, definitely. What do you mean? Pull up. So he pulled up one day, school, V-class enters. I'm out there with my teacher, one of the teachers went there. Oh, nice to see. You know how teachers get. Now you also become that nigga like, I'm the one born nice to see the school. What are you talking about? Ma'am, give me good grades. So like now, nice to come to the school and everything. And at this point, man, we told everybody like, yo, nice to see is coming.
Yeah.
But it's like, dog, what are you talking about?
What do you mean nice to see is coming?
Yeah. So in the morning, man, literally, bro, in the morning, they was having assembly. So the mic was there. This clip has been my intro for so long. So I'd go on the mic in the morning. I switched on the mic.
Yeah.
You know, this is illegal stuff. You know what I'm saying? I shouldn't be doing this in school. I switched on the mic. I made an announcement. I'm like, this year we're hitting 1,000 subscribers, whether you guys like it or not.
Oh,
something along those lines. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? And it says, I got a surprise for you guys. Break time. Make sure you guys pull up to the quad. And I left.
So the school didn't even know Nasty's coming.
Exactly. And now rumors were going, oh, Nasty's coming. They're rooped this. And then now when the V-class entered, we put him there and everything. Then I went to all the way to the field now.
Yeah.
Now, it's Queens is big. Like, there are 7 fields or whatever. I went to this field there, and I was like, gents, Nasty's here. If you guys want to come watch, come. I started announcing to people, Nasty's here. It's going to go up like 10 minutes. Then the people just like, this guy's playing games.
Yeah.
Speaker sound. Popo. And then after that, now you hear Audio Mark is on the beat there. I don't know. He's like, you know when you play the DJ, like you don't play the song, but you like tease it. Like,
there you go.
People just hear that. Crowd move like this. Hey, that is pressure. Now we upstairs there now. Man.
Elevated.
All the rock boys, we up there, we chilling. Ness is here and we chilling, dog. We watching the crowd. Now everyone's getting crazy. They're giving away tickets now. Yeah. That's the point. Now he performs, they're giving away tickets. Now they give me all the tickets to give away to the people. Dog, you know how lit we are at that point, bro. Nessie is up there. Like, at this point, man, the only thing meant Nessie had an interaction was I just greeted him. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm still that fanboy of like, oh my God, Nessie. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, he's there. Let's go. yeah, Omar, pick that one. I'm like,
hey. I see that name.
Bro, I'm like, whoa. Hold on. How did we get onto here, bro? Like, yeah, I don't even, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and I'm giving out tickets. Now, I'm down there. Because, like, obviously, the thing was like a pedal. Like, he's up here. And I'm like, everyone else is down here. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, give it to that one. Give it to that one. Give it, like, ask him questions. Give it to, you know what I'm saying? So I was handing out the tickets.
Power.
Yeah. Now he leaves. Dope. Everything goes clean. Done. Yeah. Came back now. To school. That day, first of all, we didn't go to class for the rest of the day after that.
Me and the bros. How can you?
Walking around the school, you know what I'm saying? Make sure everyone is in class, everyone's learning, you know? Yeah, I had a good time, gym break. Make sure you guys are learning now, you know what I'm saying? So now we're chilling, relaxing. And then the rest of the day was dope. And then from there, bro, the public interview started again.
Started rolling. Go.
You know, that's from that point, the public is doing crazy now.
Yeah.
Now I think we're getting like 2-3K views, 5K, you know.
Crazy.
Going like, you know, so we're good now, you know. We're about to hit that 1,000 subscribers. We're about to hit the watch time.
It was like, lower back in the day. Huh? It's always been 4,000 hours.
Now, at that time it was.
It was 4K, no?
First it wasn't.
Yeah.
I made money on YouTube when I was in grade 9.
Yeah.
I made money on YouTube. I made like, like $5-6 or something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I never took, because you had to hit the threshold or something still at that time. But there was no requirement to get monetized.
Oh.
So like, so I wasn't able to take out the money, but I had like $4-5 in there. You know what I'm saying? Until I think grade 10 or 11, that's when they stopped doing the thing. They said, okay, now you have to actually have 4,000 watchers to get monetized, all of that.
Yeah.
So even when I was getting my first check, I had an extra like
$5 there.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh shit, where did this one come from? You know what I'm saying? That's like 60, 70 bucks at that time. You know what I'm saying? So we were lit. We were like, okay, cool, we're good. You know? So then we hit the 1,000 subscribers. It was dope. And I think 2 months later, we hit the 4,000 watch hours.
Yeah.
And that's when like, that's now I'm in like, now I'm in first year.
Yeah.
So yeah, now we're in first year, dog. Yeah. First year comes, you know what I'm saying? Everyone is obviously like, okay, dog, you just hit 1,000 subscribers, you monetize now. You know what I'm saying? We have a little bit of motion.
Yeah.
Things going on. You know what I'm saying?
The name is going on.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? King Omar is becoming King Omar. You know what I'm saying? So now first year hit, first few months hit, and then like everything is like slow. You know what I'm saying? Slow. Well, we're just doing normal stuff. The normal public interviews, do a little public interviews on campus, all those type of things. Some of them are picking up, you know what I'm saying? Some of them are still like, ah. So one of the videos, you'll even see KB is there, and he did some, I don't know what he was talking about. That time, KB was not YouTube or anything like that. So he entered the video, a public interview, and I'm like, what is your pickup line to a girl? What? And he's like, I just show them my guns, and they pull up to me or something like that. Someone find that clip and send it to KB. So yeah, that time, so now, that's and KB at this time, dog, KB is like one of the latest niggas on campus.
Yeah.
This time, bro. Like, KB has motion. Just that
and
G.
This is not even, and KB doesn't have motion through YouTube.
Not, bro, then they probably didn't even have Instagram at that time. Bro.
He's just a big guy. Just like, Daddy G is that guy.
Yeah. Just Daddy G at this point, boy. He's a hard boy.
Yeah.
On UJ, KB was there, just Daddy G also on UJ.
Yeah.
So like, just Daddy G, they used to wear all black, him and his bros used to walk down campus, boy. They have this bench that they used to go to sit at them.
Yeah.
They walk, they go to the bench, chill. They stand up, they walk. These niggas are so cool, bro. Like, dog, you know what I'm saying? We at first year, we just like, yeah, this is lit. You know what I'm saying? I think Jose at that time was second year.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, we're like, nah, this is lit. You know,
these are some cool. And obviously, you've seen them from social media.
Exactly.
Jose has been popping.
Exactly. So, his rap battles, blah, blah, blah. Those like, okay, cool, this is lit. This nigga's in my school, yeah?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Cool. So, now, how I actually met Jose is, I remember there was a girl that I knew. That's also friends with him.
Yeah.
A girl named Sorelli or whatever. So one day she said, oh, I wanna come to UJ, blah blah whoop. This okay, no, I'm way forward now. Now I'm passed way too forward. Wait, hold on. Let me say, okay, cool. Now COVID hits.
Yeah.
Boom. COVID hits. Schools are closed.
Damn.
Go to school 21 days or
whatever. That's how you're doing public interviews.
Exactly.
So now it's killed.
Dog. Now what we're doing on YouTube is now 21 day vlog. Every single day I'm going to vlog for 21 days because we shut down for 21 days.
Okay, clean.
I'm going to show you guys how I am on lockdown for 21 days. You'll never find those videos, by the way, because they're all on archive. I think there is actually one or two of them still there, but I'm not sure. But like most of them are private. If you want, one day I'll just leak them or something.
Yeah, so when you launch members, you'll put them on the members only.
Yeah, you'll watch them there. So now we're doing this 21 day challenge. Every single day you're vlogging, no matter what.
Yeah.
One of the vlogs will be, going to buy bread during COVID lockdown. Other vlog would be like, yo, going to the mall, I drove on the highway. This is what happened. You know, just like those little videos. This is what we're doing.
Watch that, bro, because it's like you're on the highway. Aren't you meant to be in the crib?
Exactly. Yeah. Like that's what. But they're watching it dope. They're also still doing like the normal rates. And this is a vlog. Like, firstly, like those videos were not supposed to be doing like 2,000-3,000 views on a vlog. You get what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense. But then that's what the videos they were doing well. Because obviously everyone else is at home, Wi-Fi, they're good.
I also popped during COVID. Like my numbers went.
So like it was cool, it was dope. And then okay, cool. They're 21 days extended. So point of like, dog, okay, now what you gonna do?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't keep doing these vlogs, you know what I'm saying? Chilling at home.
Content is finishing.
Sharp. Now, there was this new like hack. Not a hack, but like in order to get like gang views and subscribers and whatnot. Yeah. Oh no, actually, I think what happened. That didn't happen at this time yet. But there was this little hack. Okay, cool. How you're going to get views and all of those type of things. Because the views started dropping. Because like now I talk, okay, 21 days is over.
It's over.
It was cool. It was dope. But now the challenge is dead. So now we start doing. We deleted, not deleted, but I carved all the videos and we start doing reactions. Now my channel changes now to a reaction channel. Now we're only doing reactions.
You
know? So now we're reacting. And guess what we're reacting to?
Other YouTubers?
No.
What?
Korean songs.
Okay.
Korean songs, Korean
K-pop. K-pop was
bro,
big.
K-pop, Indian music.
Yeah.
All those type of things, bro.
Genius.
Getting 10-20k views.
Crazy.
South African YouTuber reacts to K-pop new song, bro. K-pop, bro. Those guys are so powerful, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
10 minutes ago, 1 million views. Ha!
They think.
Yeah. Download the video. Reaction. Hello guys, welcome to my YouTube channel. Today with King Omar, you know what I'm saying? Today what I'm gonna be doing is listening to K-pop. What do you mean you got 1 million views in 10 minutes?
Yeah, you're trying everything.
You're playing with me, dog. The video drops. So some of them used to get 10k views. Bro, we thought, I'm good.
We're good forever. We found the formula.
Dog, we cracked it, dog. We're just gonna do reactions the whole time. Yeah. We're good. Views going up, bro. 1 month, 50k views. Oh, you're lit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Did like, because also reactions are easy, bro. You can do 10, 15 reactions a day.
But our copyright, you're getting there.
Now. Sharp. Now you're doing all those things. Boom. Dog, you're like, okay, cool. Now you monetize, obviously.
Yeah.
Man, now the money's not clocking.
Why? Where's the money?
What's going on now? No, if you react to music, blah, blah, whoop, this, you're going to get copyrighted. When you get copyrighted, you kind of get paid. Human.
Yeah.
Really, this one? Because now, the thing is, we had so much years on YouTube without getting paid. So we used to also use all these people's music, like Drake. So we didn't even know, copyright. We used to get the thing, but we didn't know copyright doesn't mean that you're not going to get paid.
Yeah.
We know the thing is copyright.
You thought it was just saying this is someone else's music.
Yeah.
And they say, nah, you can use a song, but that person's going to get paid.
Exactly.
That's what so it actually like, means.
Yeah, man. Dog, now we're doing all these reactions. Now we sit again. Back to the dream board. Okay, we're sitting now.
You've tried the ish.
Dog, now the views are good and everything. But now it's a problem because we can't get money from it. Like, Kristen, what's the point? You know? So now we chill again. Back to the dream board. I think at this point I'm like 3-4K subs now.
Okay.
You know, I got quite a good bit of subscribers.
From healthy, I'm saying. Reactions, healthy.
You know what I'm saying? So it was dope and everything. And then now we have to like figure out a new way, a new formula. Luckily, okay, now it's second year now. Schools are back to normal. You know what I'm saying? You go, you start, you register and everything, all the stuff. It's cool, it's dope, you know? Yeah. But then I was like, dog, I don't really want to go to school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the first year really drained me because, like, I didn't learn nothing in first year.
Yeah, because you went there for a couple of weeks, then boom, bro, online.
Online, bro. Like, I passed with so much good marks to a point I'm like, dog, there's no ways I know this much information about logistics.
Yeah.
You're lying to me.
It's not possible.
Okay, there's no ways, bro. You know what I'm saying? But it's also like, dog, if your computer is here, you're asking me a question about logistics.
I can go make sure that Google. I'm getting the right answer. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're just lucky we didn't have ChatGPT.
Hey, if I had ChatGPT back in the day, 100%.
Come on. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, cool, bro. Like, I don't know nothing. If they tell us we were school learn in the class, I'm not going to be able to do shit. Went to the first few months and stuff. It was dope. You know, back to normal school lives. Public interviews start picking up. I remember now, my first ever public interview to do good was those. I passed too far.
What did you pass?
Shit, I passed a lot, man. I forgot. No, hold up. Wait a minute. I'm skipping my life. No, we didn't go with the second year. At second year, I was already lit. I was already, bro, like.
Yeah, because I think you've passed the Smash Your Pass.
We didn't pass Smash Your Pass yet, man. But we were like, we had motion. We were like those niggas, bro. Because Jung Park used to pop. Remember Jung Park?
Yeah.
Now, at Jung Park, because it's illegal though.
Yeah.
We used to go there and do public interview at Jung Park.
Oh.
What's your size? That size matter. What's your body? What's your body count?
Crazy questions.
Part 1, 2, 3, 4.
One of the parts.
What is it?
It's working. Why change?
Do you know what is 100K views in a month?
Damn.
You have never seen niggas more turned and lit, bro. 100K views in that month. We're like, yeah, I know, we're gone.
Yeah, we're doing it.
At this time now, niggas are making 4K, 5, 6K on YouTube. Yeah. Ha, what do you mean, chief?
Money.
Stacking up, bro. You're like, ah, dog, if I go into first year, ha. I mean, next year, when I go to varsity, my bank balance will be healthy. What do you mean?
We can do anything.
Dog, we vibe back to varsity every day. We're eating lunch. Take away. Don't play games, bro.
It's the new Durag, bro.
What? Take away every day, bro. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you need something? Ah, dog, cool. Ah, we'll just make a YouTube video, bro. We do public interview. What do you mean, dog? Niggas getting 3-4Ks, dog. You know what I'm saying? Dog, make sure, dog. How you gonna vibe home? Ah, today I'll Uber, dog. Don't worry, dog. Ah, I don't wanna take this. I'll Uber home, bro.
Yeah.
Uber's 200. Ah, chilling, bro. Oh, you need to go home? Ah, let me Uber you home. Don't worry. Bro, second year, dog, we lit.
Money's too good.
Now it's at a point where, like, okay, dog, we're not gonna go back to classes and stuff like that, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If we push this YouTube thing, bro, like, because, like, I think we're getting 2-3K, you know, sometimes you get 4K, 5K, 6K. Like, dog, the second year, you just a little bit of health, healthy money, man. Shut up. I do a video now with Uncle Vinny.
Sure.
I do a how much you offered with. Mall of Africa, Ricky Rig.
That was before Smash Up Pass.
Yeah.
Crazy, because I remember that content.
Yeah. Ricky Rig, just before Smash Up Pass.
Just before. Yeah.
That thing happened in March. Smash Up Pass was in June.
Yeah. And then from there, boom. Because I know with you, everything, like, not everything changed, but like, there was a point where you're gaining like 2K subs a week, 3K subs a week.
A week?
How was that? How was your growth rate during the Smash Up Pass?
Bro, let me get there. So I make a video with what's it called, Uncle Vinny, man. Yeah. That video goes, the first day, I think it said, the first 3 or 4 days, I think I had 10, 15K views, going to 20K views. I call Uncle Vinny, I'm like, yo, boy. You know, so that's how I knew Uncle Vinny. That's how Uncle Vinny is lit right now. Bro.
Yeah.
Like, he's like popping.
Yeah.
Like, yo, bro, I put you on the thumbnail of the video, bro. Do you mind just like putting on your status and like putting the link on your status? It's like, always, boy, I got you. Ha. Every day say 100K views.
So he did it?
Yeah. Yeah, cause like no, but me and Uncle Vinny were close at that time.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Before Uncle Vinny popped off, I used to go with him to his gigs, to MC and stuff like that. I used to be with him. I remember we even have a video of us MCing, co-MCing together at what's it called, Young Gas.
Okay, dope.
Young Gas had 7,000 people out there, bro. Shit. I was MCing with Uncle Vinny, bro. This is before Uncle Vinny became Uncle Vinny.
Yeah, you know. Okay, I see. So you had a good relationship.
Yeah, because even at Ivyson when he was there, he was first MC performance with Ricky Rick at Ivyson. I was there with him backstage.
Duh.
So it's like a thing of like, we're always in that circle. So we knew each other. I had his number, everything. We were cool. We were dope. I called him on WhatsApp. I'm like, yo, bro, this is what it is.
Yeah.
I need you to help me with this YouTube video. Because that time I stopped MCing. I'm like, dog, I don't want MC. I want to be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
So I stopped MCing. I'm like, dog, let me focus on YouTube. So sharp, those things come. I'm like, yo, bro, help me out with this video. He's promoted it 100K views. Now, because now it's a thing of like,
bro, 100K views on a yo.
Bro, because now also, what's the guy's name? YS.
Yeah.
He also had motion because he's a photographer. He also had motion. He also posted because also in the video. All of them start posting. Everyone starts posting.
Mm.
Oh, this is the video. Go watch it. Because also, obviously, we did our YouTube things. How much is Uncle Vinny's offer? 150,000. Everyone's.
Yeah. You blow it
up. You get what I'm saying? Crazy. So everyone is checking out the video thing. And then after that video was so lit, bro. That video I met Jeff. You know Jeff, Broke Boy Jeff?
Yes.
That's how we met Jeff.
Oh, crazy.
So everyone that knows Broke Boy Jeff right now is because of that video.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So Jeff was talking about the prices of his outfits and everyone thought it was capping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now if you check Jeff, you're like, shit, that nigga wasn't lying. You get what I'm saying? So yeah, that was dope. And then after that video itself did well, bro. After it did well, now we have a little bit of motion. Now we make a bit of money and everything. We're like, shit. Smash Up Pass starts. The first Smash Up Pass video, we did it. The minute we shot that video,
bro, before we get there, man, I want to know, like, how did you actually get to the point where you said, let me put 10 people in front of each other, like 10 people in front of 10 other people, and let's make them say smash or pass?
Dog, what? Dog, we watched King Sid do it.
Yeah.
King Sid was the first guy to ever come up with smash or pass.
In America.
Face to face. American guy.
Yeah, smash or pass face to face.
Face to face. Because everyone used to do smash or pass, phone, mobile, blah, blah, whoop. Yeah. This. Also, me, I did so many smash or passes over the phone, blah, blah, whoop. This. He did the first ever face to face one. I watched that video. I'm like, yo,
Crazy.
This is crazy. This is the one.
Yeah.
Guess who does it first?
Who did it first?
In Sauta.
You.
Ghost.
Ghost did it, yes.
Ghost did it in his varsity. Like, yeah. Thing.
Where he was studying.
Yeah. He did it. Did it. He didn't do too well. We do it. Ghost tells
and
us.
And you had Ghost on your first one, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Ghost is like, yo, bro. After we shot the video, Ghost is like, yo, bro, don't have high hopes for this video. It's a dope trend, but like, it didn't do well for me.
Yeah.
No, giving me good advice. You sure. Know, so I wasn't putting my head up high. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, like, Slug looks at me. He's like, Boyzin, this is the one.
This is the one.
I look back at him. I'm like, this is the one.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is after we shot.
After we shot the video.
After we saw how lit that video was. You know what I'm saying? People twerking and everything, bro. So lit, bro. So now we shot the video. You look at me and Slug is like, nah, this is the one. Shot it on the 12th of June.
Yeah.
13th of June is my birthday.
Sure.
Turning 20.
Yeah.
I tell Slug, I want this video to drop tomorrow. We finish shooting 8 o'clock.
Mm. P.M.
P.M.
Yeah.
We get home, Slug edits the video. This video is 40 minutes long.
Yo.
It's the first time ever editing that long of a video. You have to do 20 interviews you have to put into that video. Ciao. Every person says smash or patch, you have to put it there. Slug didn't sleep. Shout out to nigga Slug, bro.
Shout out to Slug.
He didn't sleep, bro. He shoots that video. He calls me up at 10 o'clock. Boys, in your video is done. Yeah, man.
2 hours.
Late. Huh. I think we dropped it around 2, 4, around there.
A.M.?
No, 2, like, no. No, he said 10 o'clock, like, the next day.
Oh, the next day.
Yeah,
oh,
next shit. Day, 10 yeah, o'clock. Yeah. Right, your cool. Video is done. Come. I think about 2 o'clock or 4 o'clock, we dropped the video.
Boom. Ooh.
You know what I told people?
Yeah.
It's my birthday. I don't want to see no happy birthday messages, nothing. Post my link on your story.
Dope.
That's what I want for my birthday.
Dope. Smart.
Everybody. Happy birthday, King Omar. YouTube link. Happy birthday, King Omar. YouTube link. Yo.
Dope.
24 hours, 10K views.
Ja.
Yo.
How are you feeling when it said 10K views?
I was like, yeah, man.
When that green arrow was, when, they, when the arrow was on? Green pointing up.
Number one. So far from number two. Number two was probably 1,000 views. They're only saying 10.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ah, so, you sleep.
When we say number one, number two, as a YouTuber, you know this, there's like rankings on YouTube. Like it compares your previous 10 videos to each other.
Mm.
So it'll say, okay, cool. The past 10 videos have performed like this in the past 24 hours. So it tells you the views for each of them in the past 24 hours, when they've lived for 24 hours. So when it's saying number one, it's far from number two. That means that like this video is just crazy. Lit.
Sharp. That video drops second day. Ah. Saying 20K views.
Ah.
Dog, this is the point, man. This is what me and my bros are doing now on our stories, bro.
Yeah.
Like, at a time when you think about it, it's like, dog, we're having fun, bro. You're like, inshallah, if I wake up tomorrow, I'll be on 25K views. Sleep. Wake up. 27K views.
And what are the subscribers saying during this?
Bro, a day, 1,000. Easy.
Yo.
Every single day.
Yeah.
20K on the 13th of June.
Yeah.
So I was on like at that point, né, after the Uncle Vinny video and everything, I already passed 10K subs. Né.
Yeah.
I think on that day, on just the day before, I was about to hit, I think what? I was about to hit 20K subs
yeah.
on my birthday. So I think I'm about 18 or 17 around there. Mm. Bro, have you seen subscribers go up high fast? Bro, I'm like, dog, on my birthday, I hit 3K subs.
Yo.
I hit 20K subscribers on my birthday.
Yo, crazy.
I'm like, shit, I'm turning 20. I hit 20K subscribers. That's crazy.
I'm sure you're feeling some
bro,
other way.
It was mind-blowing, bro. Crazy part about it.
Yeah.
From the 13th of June.
Yeah.
The 30th of June. Guess how many subscribers we got?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys are going crazy. Maybe like 10K more.
20.
Yo.
In that one month.
That's like 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Bro.
20K.
Bro.
And I know it didn't slow down after that.
What? Dog.
It did not slow down.
Because what we did is the next weekend dropped part two already.
Yeah, but now tell me. So you guys are trending on YouTube. Even though YouTube's not saying the video's trending. You guys are trending on YouTube, trending on TikTok, Twitter, everywhere.
Yeah.
Away, the growth is dope, but there's a lot of bad shit being said about you as well. Not about you, but about the show.
Yeah.
So now how were you navigating all the bad shit being said about you about the show?
Let me tell you about it. The crazy part about it. Episode 1,
yeah.
Episode 2, episode 3, no hate.
No hate.
No one was like, oh, this is ass. So, yo, have you guys seen Smash Your Pass?
Crazy.
Twitter going crazy.
Yeah.
Yo, see, look at this YouTuber. I can't believe this guy said this. Oh my God, this guy said this. No, nothing about like, oh, Smash Your Pass, this guy's a dead. No, nothing like that.
Yeah.
episode 4 drops. I think we did, I think Pretoria edition or something like that.
Yeah.
This is when now people are saying, oh no, it's getting too wild now. These kids, I imagine going on the line, raising 1 to 10. Same people who are like,
who are co-signing
dog, it. You know how it, these bros wanted to all be on Smash Your Pass?
Yeah.
Every hand that talks about, oh, imagine you go on the DMs, né? You know when you go on a DM.
Oh, then you open it and then,
it says, there's no message, but it says accept request. I'm like, heaven.
You try to DM me.
What were you DMing me for?
Yeah, you're trying to touch my line.
And then after that, now all of a sudden you realize, actually, you don't like it. Like, let me delete the DM. Kind of, you wanted to be on the starting lineup. Now all of a sudden, it's a problem. But that's not even the point. Like, after we dropped the first one, I think a week later, we dropped part two, yeah. And then part three. Bro, part two, even went even crazier, dog. Part two, we drop it, it says number one now. Again.
Joe.
After part one, we said number one. Like, it doesn't say number one, eh? After number one now, it's like, I think the first one there, it hit, I think, a week before we hit 100K views.
Yeah.
So we did 100K views in a week. The second one, we did 100K views in 4 days.
Yeah.
The third one, we did 100K views in 2 days.
Yo.
The fourth one, 24 hours.
100K views.
24 hours.
Bro.
That thing didn't even say a day ago already, 100K
views. Bro, how are you feeling when that's happening?
Bro, on top of the world.
Like, I'm sure you think, were you thinking about AdSense at all? Like when this is happening?
Not at all.
You're just happy about the following.
We were just like, bro, we're about to hit 100K subscribers.
Crazy.
The money, okay, cool. Yeah, cool. We're getting the money. We're like, okay, cool. Okay, this month I'm going to get 30K. This month I'm going to get 40K. This month I'm going to get, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're just like, cool. But it was there. But the main thing of like, dog, I need to keep this momentum of 1,000 subscribers a day.
Yeah. Because what?
That was literally the thing.
Because now you're chasing your mentors and your that are inspiring you.
But exactly.
The king, what's his name? King what from overseas?
King Sid.
You're chasing King Sid.
Exactly.
Now. Yeah.
I was like, dog, King Sid, bro. You know the crazy thing about it?
Yeah.
King Sid reposted the third one.
Ah.
On his story. South Africa, shout out. What do you mean? I mean, bro, King Sid, I don't have to go to request. I'm there. Yeah. Mentioned.
Crazy.
I messaged him, I'm like, yo, bro, shout out for the repost, blah blah whoop this. All the American reactors, all of them. Each special pass that drop, they react.
Yo.
Everybody. Master mean everybody.
Crazy. Everyone.
You know what I'm saying? The first guy who ever did it was the Fire LA.
Okay. Oh, I see him.
When he did the first special pass,
they all followed suit.
Even if you go and watch it. That nigga, he was, what did he say in that video? What did he say? He's like, yo, bro, make sure you guys go subscribe to your channel. Oh, shit. You know what's crazy about it? He's like, yo, bro, let's get him to 15. Yo, yeah, I was not even, dog, that day, yo, I don't know what, bro, I don't even know how the numbers add up, bro. Yeah. But the guy's like, yo, help this guy get to like 20K subscribers or whatnot.
Yeah.
When he shot it. So let's say he's shooting it now. You're like, cool, let's get it to 20K subscribers. But you're probably going to drop it tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cool. The guy drops it, we're already on 30, bro.
Yo.
We're already on 30.
Yeah.
It's just the part two is like, okay, bro, this guy has to go get to 50.
Crazy.
Drops the, I mean, just doing part two.
Yeah.
Drops the part two. How? We're already on 60. What does it mean?
He must keep up. He must do projections.
Bro, it was so bad. But all the American YouTubers were tapping in, commenting, bro, this video's fire. This video's fire. Niggas, yeah. 500K subscribers, 600K subscribers. Time, bro, we on like 30, 40, 50.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're getting the views, but the subscribers are still low.
Yeah.
Tap it in. You just get, you know, when the comment lands on YouTube, it goes to the side of like, okay, this is a serious person commenting on your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you saw 500K subscribers. I'm like, yeah, motion.
$1,000. But now how's the South Africans reacting to this? How are the celebrities reacting? How are the big influencers reacting to this?
You know what one guy told me, I don't know if,
how the rappers reacting.
Let me not say his name now.
Yeah.
One of the biggest South African like DJs, he came up to me, he's like, boys, let me tell you something right now. All these people in South Africa who are celebrities, all of that thing, watch your stuff.
Yeah.
They look at you and they know you.
Yeah.
Don't think they don't know you.
Yeah.
Just because they don't gonna be in your videos because maybe they're scared of their brands getting damaged or their deals whatever the case may be, they know you and you're doing something.
Yeah.
And they told me, whatever you do, just because you want a video with ABCD, don't stop your content.
Yeah.
Because they're laughing at these videos. Now you're going to change everything for them and they're probably not going to like that video.
Facts.
You get what I'm saying?
Powerful, yeah.
That's what he told me. Because I was asking him to actually be in a video.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can't do it because of ABCD.
Which is nice.
But I watch your videos all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of us, you drop, you are sitting on the TV, big stream, watching it.
Yeah.
Most of the kids calls me.
Yeah.
Watching it, big TV, him and his bros.
Crazy.
Crazy stuff. Slade, all of them. Everybody, bro. Slade told me another celebrity was an actor.
Mm.
I didn't even know who she was.
Yeah.
At the time.
She's watching your shit.
She told me, she's the one who told Slade about me.
She put Slade onto you.
She put Slade onto me.
Yeah. Crazy.
I was like, damn. And at this time, it's like, yo, bro, like, Slade is sending me to Slade.
Yeah.
I was, bro, Slade, Mr. Bitches, bro. Orlando, all the hands around him. What do you mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That nigga got motion. So it's like, bro, like, at that point, we were just like, nah, dog, we're doing something right.
Yeah.
There's no ways we're doing something wrong.
Definitely.
With all the hate and everything, because it's hate on social media, I get it. Everyone says it, oh, though, ABCD, whatever their own opinions are.
Mm.
But in real life, everybody shows so much love.
Yeah.
All the artists, all the, especially people that I'm like, shit, I want to work with this person, I want to do something with this person. It's like, yo, bro, your videos are fire. We can jump in the next one.
Crazy. They're subscribers, bro.
Bro, and it's like, think of like, and it's like, you know, sometimes you think about it like, cool, they subscribers probably watch one, two videos. But niggas can tell me like,
the past five videos, past six videos. Hey, last week you...
Dog, they telling me about people who were in my videos.
Crazy.
Like, hey, bro, remember when this guy did this? That's why whenever, whoever I walk around with,
yeah,
I already known by the public.
Oh, I see.
So if I were just like me and Christian and bro, everyone, dog, I don't, that's why when I walk around, I don't feel like, you know, that thing of like, oh, your friend's always a superstar. We take pictures with everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone's taking a picture.
Yeah.
And everyone knows, dog, like, yo, you can see some of the fans that were tapped in like deep and other people were just borderline, but everybody knows whoever's in the video, everyone.
Crazy.
So crazy.
Shit, that's crazy. You touched on the money a little bit. You were saying that, like, yo, as momentum is going, you're touching the A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I don't know. What's your craziest, like, proposal you got from a deal? Not, like, the biggest amount, but the most disrespectful one.
The most disrespectful one?
Yeah.
There's other bros, they told me, and it was a WhatsApp message. That's when you know,
that's you know it's a problem.
He doesn't stop playing games with us, man. He told me, he sent me a whole serious paragraph. I was like, yo, I'm about to get a deal.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a bag.
With that level of English, there's no way you broke. You know, and then after they tell me, oh, it's a gaming company.
Oh, you're thinking tech huge.
What? I don't know. Yeah.
The money, the mind.
Even if I charge these guys a million, I'll be acting like I'm cheap or something. That bro tells me. Oh, no, right now we're just trying to test if your one will work out. So we're looking for like a long-term collaboration.
Ah, another tech, beautiful.
We're willing to do, I think he said for an Instagram post, a story and a YouTube.
Okay.
YouTube mention. Serious,
yeah, I think YouTube is a big one, yeah.
That nigga said $100.
Ah.
And it wasn't long time, that's now.
That's like 1.8, 1.9. That's not even one of those things.
Bro, dog, even if I was broke.
That's not even one of those things.
Bro, that's three things he wants me to do, bro.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
And it's not even half of the cheapest one of the deal.
Yeah.
It's just like, what?
Damn.
And you know what's the worst part about it, bro? Mm. He was trying to convince me that this is a good opportunity. I was like, yeah, man.
That's what I hate, bro. When brands behave like we don't have experience.
It's like, and the worst part about it, he asked for my rates.
Yeah.
And then comes with that. I sent the rates first.
Yeah.
And it cancels with that. Like, dog, I understand if, like, you took all my rates and you halved them all together.
Yeah.
Like, so, cool, maybe you charge X amount, and let me put it half and then half, give half, you, half. You know what I'm saying? Give you that as a proposal.
But not even the price,
bro,
of one.
He barely looked at whatever amount he sent me, he barely looked at my rate.
Yeah, I didn't even look at that. So now what would you give, like, what advice would you give to like someone who's in the YouTube space, who's getting deals and is trying to negotiate and get a bigger bag?
Yeah, for whatever you do, don't ever undersell yourself.
Yeah.
So like let's say you charge for a story 10,000.
Yeah.
10,000, right? 7.5 you can do.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? It's not a bad deal.
Not a train smash.
You get what I'm saying? But now if the minute they start saying, okay, no, they have 1.5 for you, 2K. You get what I'm saying? Ah, dog, even if you're broke, bro, it's the best is to say no.
Yeah.
Because beautiful. The minute they got that, okay, cool, I paid this guy 1.5 for a specific thing, they'll keep doing it.
Yeah, your price is what you define yourself by.
Exactly.
Now those guys say, I did 1.5 last time. So you can squeeze them to go
1.5. Even if it's like, let's say the brand manager is promoting a specific product and it paid you 1.5 because that was the initial. Even if they only had 1.5, you accept it. Another deal will come, and that deal probably, like, now they have a big budget for that deal because it's a different brand. And because you start with 1.5, even if they give you 10K, it's a thing of like, they're not going to give you more.
Yeah,
they're always going to try, what's it called, negotiate for lower.
Yeah, because you do it
exactly. Because now, whereas if you start with 10K, the next negotiation has to be higher.
Yeah, because you're growing.
You don't stop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But now if that were run 1.5, the next negotiation, they'll probably give you 10. But now it's a thing of like, you could have got like 15 at that rate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So don't ever undersell yourself, bro. Like, especially for disrespectful amounts, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If you're down bad and you're like, you broke and you're like, shit, I really need the money. The maximum you can go is 60% of your rate.
Yeah, 40% discount. Also, within that discount, like, you definitely need to say, like, yo, brand, I would usually charge 10K. I'm doing it for 6K, but in this instance, but you must be aware that my price is 10K.
Yeah.
Because then from there, you kind of set the bar. So when they come back next time, you say, nah, last time I did you a favor.
Yeah.
That was a favor. I can't do that again. Yeah.
The only times you do that is for brands that you really want to work with.
Yeah.
So like, let's say you tried approaching them. Like, you want to work with them and you hit them up and they tell you, okay, cool, we're down for your idea, but this is what we have. Or brands, because bro, I'm telling you right now, if a brand hits you up, they want to work with you.
Facts.
So if you start downplaying yourself, undercharging yourself, that's on you.
Yeah, and they learn how you work.
Exactly. If you went to them and then they tell you, I actually only have this, but I do want to work with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can have any conversation with them. But if they come to you, don't undersell yourself. Because they come to you for a reason. If they don't have the budget, they move on.
Yeah.
So yeah.
All right, cool. So so we're about to wrap up, actually. We've got like 3 more questions, which is like 10 more minutes in the podcast. I wanted to ask, what advice can you share that's helped you succeed in life? And it doesn't have to be necessarily about YouTube. Just help you succeed in life.
One of the main things is you have to always reinvest in yourself and not necessarily take a break, but spoil yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially when you start making money.
Yeah.
Don't make money and now all your money is going to dumb stuff. Or like, unless you like that.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So like, let's say, don't just save your money in hopes of like, shit is going to go bad. Or I'm just make sure I'm protecting my future and all those stuff. That's cool. You could do those things now. But let's say one day you wake up and you're like, okay, cool. I really, really want a Gucci bag. You're making money.
Yeah.
You really want a Gucci bag. Now that Gucci bag is not probably something of the best financial decision.
Yeah.
But it's also not gonna make you broke.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
So let's say the Gucci
you can buy it twice if you had to.
No, probably you can buy it probably because like people even if let's say they have like 50K in their account.
Yeah.
Let's say the Gucci bag is 5K.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? People still wouldn't spend that much money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then let's say this is what you always want. You always wanted a Gucci bag. I say spend that 5K on that Gucci bag. Don't be scared. Don't listen to anybody. As long as you're happy, cool, you got a Gucci bag. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then also, that's why I'm just like, enjoy your money, bro. Because at the end of the day, you're working for yourself. Like, you're working for money, bro. Enjoy your money. But also, don't be dumb with it. Like, don't just like now spend six Gucci bags.
Don't spend grocery money.
Exactly, yeah. Like, you know, be smart with it. But like, you know, enjoy your money, bro. Do things that are going to make you happy with it.
Yeah.
So that's one of very important lessons. Because the more you start devaluing what you're doing for the money. Like, let's say now it's a thing of like,
I hear that. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's a thing of like, cool, you're getting all this money, but like, you don't see your money at all.
Yeah.
There's nothing. Like, you're just working every single day, 10 times an hour, you know, so many hours, and like, you have all this money, but like, you're saving it for potential something that you don't even know when it's gonna hit.
Yeah.
And now it's just gonna be like, every day, you're just gonna be miserable. You know, you're gonna feel every day, oh, I'm broke. Time you have probably like 100K in your account. I'm broke. I don't wanna get something. You know what I'm saying? Don't be that guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The more you give, the more you get, hey? So just spend your money, use your money very wisely. Don't be a stingy person, especially to yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe you can be stingy to others, that's your own personal stuff. But like to yourself, if you really want, if it's your birthday, Baba, go spoil yourself. Don't be happy, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That will motivate you to get more money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because even if you tell yourself, well, you're cool, I want to get a Gucci side back, I need to get 100K in my account first. You're going to get that 100K.
Facts. Yeah, that's so powerful. It's so powerful to set goals for yourself,
yeah.
Especially financial goals. Yeah. Nah, bro, I'm actually going to wrap it up there. That's such a beautiful ending, guys. There's no more questions. That was dope.
Shout out for King Alma for pulling up to my limits, Mike. You guys know all about empowering the youth and telling people stories. If you guys don't know, I've got a really cool ebook coming out very soon. It might be in the link in the description if I finish it tonight or tomorrow night. I'm hoping it's there. We've also started one-on-one consultations, so the pricing is on my website. The details are in the description. If it's not there, it's going to be there in the next 2-3 days because we're wrapping up everything. Thank you so much to Kale for pulling through.
Appreciate it, Kale.
Beautiful, dope story, bro. I think it's the first time you get like your story like that in such detail.
The crazy thing is the first time I ever said.
Yeah.
That's why when I was trying to say it, like I'm trying to even remember things. Yeah, I don't remember saying it. Yeah,
so that was beautiful. Yeah. I like interviewing my friend because I like interviewing people that I've worked with because it's a safe space, you know. So shout out to you and shout out to you guys. Please subscribe and Kale's links are all in the description. Go check out the video she spoke about.
Sure.
Thank you. Just get up on it, girl, if you want it. Ray-Bans and catamarans, baby, give me a light. We be living the life. Ray-Bans and catamarans.